I think it would help for me to turn on my mic. All right. Let me sorry about the echo. Actually, let me fix something here. There we go. All right, I should be broadcasting. Let's see. Where's my All right. And hello, hello everybody. I don't think I'll be here next week. Well, I'll be here, but I'll be spending time with family, so I don't know if there's going to be a show, and if there is, it's probably going to be pre-recorded, and of course, no one's going to have the archive early, so I'll upload that when I get home from doing whatever I'm doing, because, you know, spending time with family is a good thing. Okay. I'm just checking something. I'm in the middle of doing something, so this is being archived. So yeah, if it buffers, I can't really do anything about it. But, you know, it is being archived. While my mail server is working, okay. If anyone uses ADM on the Mac, can you have multiple profiles like you can with Miranda, like a TCJWB profile, a default profile, maybe a work-related profile with your work messengers, whatever. I'm just wondering that. And if not, is there an extra that will enable that? To contact me, you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow the network on Twitter, TFFP Radio, all one word, and TFFP and TCJWB for the show Twitter. The archive will be posted on my default, my show Twitter, and the network Twitter for those of you who want to do that. And let's get started. We're going to be hearing the cellist that I announced, Jacqueline Dupré. Died in, I want to say, I think late 80s, very late 80s. And I got something in my eye. Okay, late 80s, due to multiple sclerosis. She was a wonderful cellist, took her lessons in Oxford, and even when she was playing, her teacher said that she had a gift, and she does, she did. Her energy is just, you know, just wonderful. I love her energy. So we're going to get started with a sonata in G minor by George Frideric Handel, played by Jacqueline Dupré. She was French on the TFFP radio network. So this is TCJWB. I am DJSA. I have not used that name in a while, but... let's get going. Actually, before I do that, I need to change something real quick. Oh, here. Come on. I really wish there were a view of the playlist in VLC. I've sent feedback, and, you know, they really don't listen. And I know they don't have to, but, you know, it would help. All right. Well, I got lost. If you want to know the truth, I got lost in a few windows that are open. You just heard a preview of what we're gonna hear, and to make it not so long, well, this is gonna be long, but I'm gonna try and come back. Well, during each part of the. Of the section, there are five sections. The first one's the shortest, and the other four are long. So, but this is the Carmina Burana by Robert, no, by Karl Orff, and he thought, and this is probably true, and I don't know if there are any of his other works left. I want to see if he even kept them. The reason I say that is because he thought this was so good that he kind of destroyed the rest of it, the rest of his works, which to me, well, we won't go there. I'm just going to leave that opinion open for for discussion. Comments on that one? Would you destroy would you destroy your other works of art if you thought that you had created the best work of art that you could ever create? And I wish that voiceover would. Oh, God.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, that was the first movement, if you will, section of Carmina Burana by Robert Shaw. No, by Carl Orff. Conducted by Robert Shaw, the late Robert Shaw. That was his Chamber Symphony Orchestra. If you want to get a hold of me, TCJWB is the show Twitter. TFFP is the network Twitter, the station network Twitter to follow. It is protected. And, well, I'll give you my personal Twitter at the end of the show. So, let's continue with this. And thanks to the comments, the answer that I received, not about Miranda, but about Nice Cast. It was the wrong answer. Well, it was the wrong question that I asked. But let's continue with the next section. Which is? In springtime.
Thank you. Thank you.
So let's actually continue a little bit back from where we left off. We were in part one.
Stop broadcast. Uncheck checkbox.
And let me just
hide, broadcast.
Hide that.
GarageBand. GarageBand. Oh, 50% recording level slider.
Hey, it kept my thing. All right.
Nice pass. Nice pass. Show broadcast. Nice pass. Broadcast. Stop broadcast. Uncheck checkbox. Hide broadcast.
So yeah, let's
GarageBand. GarageBand.
Let's hear this.
Oh,
I love that ending.
PLC media player. Uncheck checkbox. Minimize window.
Hey, whoa.
Toolbar button. Toolbar.
Oops.
Uncheck checkbox. Garage band. Finder. Webkit. You're looking through. Nice pass. New. Check.
I think it would help if I were in the right window. Okay. Let's continue with the, with the Carmina Burana.
PLC. Garage band. Finder. Webkit.
And sorry about the voiceover. I can't do anything about that. My headphones are on their way out. So there. I really can't do anything about it. I'm not kidding. All right. The next part is in the tavern. And as you guys know, or may not know, a tavern is a bar-type thing. So this is parts 11 through 14 of Carmina Burana. This was actually, as the story goes, this was actually written by monks who... Well, you know how we write in the margin notes of books? Well, they did that. And they weren't very nice things. And Karl Orff translated these, took these, and put them into music. No, I don't know what any of this says, but we're going to be hearing a counter tenor. Can't remember who it is. There's going to be a female soloist later on in the performance, excuse me, and more. So, if you want to contact me, and once again, I apologize about the freezing of the computer. If you want to contact me, Twitter is TFFP Radio for the network and TCJWB for the show. I'll give my personal Twitter at the end.
Thank you. Sumahabas quocaniensis. Et consilium meum est cum vivulis, et insecta reti voluntas mea est, et qui manme quisierit in taberna, post vespram nudus egerretur, et sic denudatus veste clamari. Turpissima! Nostre vite gaudia, abstulisti omnia.
Again, one of those that, one of those things that segue. I should have actually let it keep going, but all right. It works. The next part we're going to hear is The Court of Love. And this is where we get to hear the soloist. The soprano soloist. That countertenor is really good, in my opinion. Countertenors normally can sing as high or higher than a conventional tenor. You'll be hearing it this Christmas, actually, in Handel's Messiah. Handel's Messiah features a countertenor, a boy soprano, as they called it. But, you know, I'll get there. I'll get to why they call them boy sopranos. Well, let's see, in about what, 4 months? 6 months, something like that? So let's continue with the Court of Love. Again, this is the Carmina Burana by Carl Orff, conducted by the Atlanta, conducted by Robert Shaw, featuring the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, Atlanta Symphony Choir, and the Atlanta Symphony Boy Choir, actually, which you'll be hearing now.
Thank you. Lucem donans tenebris, ah! et Deus bellend dir, quod mente proposu id, ut eius virginia presera semicula
Yeah. Stop.
I think that is one of the best performances that I've ever heard. And I don't say that lightly. I've got another performance that lacks energy. Really? It lacks energy. And you can hear one of the sopranos sticking out like a sore thumb. But Robert Shaw was one of the best conductors in my mind. He really, really was. Okay. Let's take a look at the old playlist. I'm actually restoring some Dropbox files right now that I deleted without even thinking about it. Oops. All right, we're going to be hearing music from the Royal Fireworks Suite by George Frideric Handel. And this is the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. If you want to get a hold of me, my Twitter, my show Twitter is TCJWB. And the network Twitter, both of which are protected, is TFFP Radio. But I'm not going to be following anyone on there. So, yeah, you won't be. I won't see it. You can follow me, but I don't follow it back because it's announce only. So, at least it is for now. But you can interact with me on the TCJWB end of things by following twitter.com/TCJWB. All right. On with the Royal Fireworks Suite by George Frideric Handel, conducted by Neville Mariner. This is the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. You're listening to TCJWB on the TFFP Radio Network. I am your host, DJ SA, and we will be running just a tad late. We're going to be running late because I had to reboot my computer, but that's okay. There's no one on after me, so I'm not worried.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to be running, like I said, just a little late. So, you know, you can still tune in. All right, bring up the playlist, the old playlist here. All right, we're going to be hearing the Die Master Singers by Richard Wagner. This is not the Die Master Singers I think I was thinking of. What I was thinking of was the Algerian Suite, which I don't think is by Richard Wagner. So, all right, follow TCJWB and TFFP Radio on Twitter. Those are both Twitter accounts. The TFFP Radio is an announce only. TCJWB is not, but both are protected. So just as a warning there. And if you want to contact me, I'll start giving my personal Twitter now. My personal Twitter is MARRIE1. That is not protected, but I do block spammers. So, and I do, and that's why I protected the TCJWB and TFFP ones. But yeah, also, I'd like to give a thank you to the station owner for Mojo Radio. He has helped me a great deal in getting, it was Shoutcast before, but getting the Shoutcast up and running, getting the Nicecast up and running, giving me pointers, tips, and everything else, and yeah, tune into his station as well. It's good. So, and this one, I think, will grow in time as soon as we get more content. So, let's get going with the Die Master Singers on TCJWB. You're listening to TCJWB on the TFFP Radio Network, and I'm your host, DJ SA.
Thank you.
I'm not having the best of days today. I'm really not. Okay, that was the De Meister Singers, and I was thinking of the right thing, except I was thinking March Militaire when I read the title. That was Richard Wagner's De Meister Singers, and one of my favorite pieces, actually. I had an opportunity to play that, simplified, of course, with the Las Vegas Youth Symphony, Youth Symphonia, about 10 years ago, maybe 11 or 12 years ago. All right, we are almost done. I am going to be going over, but that's okay. We're going to be hearing now Glinka, one of the famous overtures, Glinka, one of my favorite things to play. I played that in about 2001, the real version, actually. Yeah, 2001. Hard stuff to play, let me tell you. And you'll find out why.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Glinka, and we're going to be ending with a cathedral piece. But first, let me give you various ways to contact me. marrie.org/contact.php is one way. M as in Mike, arrie.org/contact.php. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, marrie1. Or TCJWB, or the announce only, TFFP Radio. That's how you can contact me. I hope that those of you who've been listening have had fun. And yeah, let's end with the cathedral piece. And we're going to be ending with a piece by Samuel Barber. It's the Adagio for Strings, but it's sung by a choir, and it's slow, it's painful to sing, it's so slow. Good piece though. It's the On You Stay, and I hope that you enjoy it. I'll see you guys next week.